Monday. Today is December the 30th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to start off talking about the latest with the BOI FinCEN reporting requirement. It has changed once again, three times in about as many days. At this point, it is on hold. We'll have all the details. Also, an update from Leah Hetrick, Director of Legal Education and Member Engagement with the Ohio Farm Bureau. All that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, if you've been following along with the BOI filings with FinCEN, that's the Beneficial Ownership Information with the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, it's been a bit of a hot potato among the court. Now, just 3 days after the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit reinstated a rule requiring businesses, including farms, to file beneficial ownership information, that same court has now reversed itself, giving businesses a reprieve from filing requirements. The Fifth Circuit on Thursday issued a new order to expedite a hearing on a case out of Texas tied to beneficial ownership information, and in so doing, the Fifth Circuit vacated its own ruling from back on Monday of last week. Essentially, the court vacated the federal government's motion to stay a preliminary injunction against enforcing the Corporate Transparency Act, and under the latest reversal by the appeals court, a nationwide injunction out of Texas federal court in early December will continue to block the Treasury Department from enforcing the act. So the court decisions are now happening so fast the university extension offices and others in the media are just catching up with what issues are detailed and are in date and out of date. So at last report, we had said that you had had a 2-week extension to file by January the 13th rather than the original date of January the 1st. Well, the court's latest decision now reinstates the nationwide injunction blocking the burdensome beneficial ownership information reporting requirements for small businesses while the court fully considers the government's appeal. It also nullifies a previous Fifth Circuit order that allowed the government to begin enforcing the CTA and BOI reporting requirements. Rob Smith, the senior attorney for NFIB's Small Business Legal Center, said the court's reinstatement of the nationwide injunction is a welcome sign of relief for small businesses, and since being told earlier this week that they must urgently submit their BOI reports, the nation's small businesses have experienced enormous chaos and confusion. Now, thankfully, the court's latest decision recognizes that the CTA and BOI reporting requirements do pose serious constitutional questions. It also provides Main Street across the country with a reprieve from this harmful mandate while the other lawsuits proceed. Now, the BOI rules reflect roughly 230,000 farm operations, according to one analysis in October by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Overall, the rules affect more than 32 million businesses. The Corporate Transparency Act, which was passed in 2021, requires businesses to provide their ownership information to the U.S. Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, that's what we call FinCEN, and the law was created to curb financial crimes such as money laundering or fraud. The initial deadline to file those reports, as we said, was going to be back on January the 1st, so just a couple days from now. So again, the bottom line at this point, as of the recording of this program, the injunction is in place and that required reporting is not going to be by that January 13th deadline. It is on hold while the court evaluates the situation. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
I'm joined by Leah Hetrick. She's Director of Legal Education and Member Engagement for the Ohio Farm Bureau. Leah, a lot of different things going on in the industry, but one of those when it comes to trucking and a farmer's trucking guide. Tell me about that. What are maybe some of the questions that are answered by that?
So the trucking guide is actually a really cool guide. We get a lot of questions from our members calling in. They've had maybe a run-in with the state trooper, mm-hmm. pulling them over, and they're just not sure about the law. So one of the things this trucking guide is a good resource for is to have that in their glove box just to pull out for any of those questions. You know, was my length too long? Was I able to be driving in this situation? And it's a good resource to have on hand to answer those questions in the immediacy and in a more palatable way, a more understandable way.
Sure.
And then I'm always available for those follow-up questions. So it's a good way to, you know, start the conversation so they know what they're looking for.
Well, probably a great tool to have to go over with employees before they get in that situation too, ideally.
Yeah, it is a good resource for all of those. And it's not just, you know, trucking. It's when you're pulling, you know, your trailer going, you know, to the 4-H programs,
sure,
or what have you. So it answers a lot of those questions, or at least gets the thought process going of where you need to look.
Sounds like a great resource. Well, another one deals with small-scale food production and businesses. Tell us about that.
So that was another one that came about from questions from our members. I got a lot of phone calls. People had this great idea, a food business, and they wanted to know where to start. They didn't even know what questions to ask. Mm-hmm. So it's another one of those resources where they can flip through it and start understanding the regulations that they might need to know about and know where to look, know what they should know and know what they should ask, and some of those health safety issues that they need to think about before they start going into actually doing the production and marketing these things. And it's been a really good resource for our members, not only for the ideas they already have, but maybe sparking a new idea of something they could maybe get going on the side.
So give me some examples, some of the maybe small-scale food businesses that would find this useful.
Yeah, so people who have maybe just this old cookie recipe that, mm-hmm, their grandma, it's the best cookie recipe in the world, and
right,
they realize people love it, and it's something that they can maybe market themselves and may not know what regulations that they could fall under. And, you know, this talks about the cottage food business, mm-hmm, and how there's some of those niche little areas you can fall into that aren't as highly regulated if done the proper way. So you don't have to deal with always, you know, those things that maybe a commercial kitchen would have to deal with. So it kind of lets people know that there is a different way outside of that commercial bakery, commercial kitchen that they may be able to go through.
Great tool. Where can folks go to find these?
So both of those things are actually now available online, which is really great because I can update them as the law changes.
Nice.
So
sure,
outside of the, you know, what we used to have with we'd print it off for you and be able to give to you, which you still can get mm-hmm, from your local office, you can go right on our website, download it, and, you know, I can update it and let people know when I've updated it so they can get that new version.
Great. Always good to have current information. My guest again this morning is Leah Hetrick. She's Director of Legal Education and Member Engagement for the Ohio Farm Bureau. Leah, thanks so much for your work.
Thank you.
That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.